Welcome to the Passive Profits Podcast from StraightBlocker.com, where you'll learn from people already doing it how to build profit-producing online assets without having to leave the house. Now, here's your host, the guy whose biggest fear is having a boss, Nate Rivers.
All right, so this is episode 3 of the Passive Profits Podcast, and what I have today is, I mean, the title is How to Set and Follow a Content Creation Schedule. And what I did is I wrote out this blog post before I, I'm recording this now, obviously. And the blog post, it kind of turned out a little bit different. I still go over how to create or how to set up and follow a content creation schedule, but I ended up putting a lot of other information in there just, you know, as I think of a topic for a blog post. Usually when I write it out, it ends up having a lot of other information, auxiliary information in it, I guess you could say. But I think that you'll like the stuff that's in here, and it'll be helpful to you, hopefully. So, to get started, I kind of like to use the term mini authority sites to describe the kind of sites that I build. And the reason I say that is, usually when people say a niche site, they're talking about a 5 to 10 page site. And that's pretty common, especially in a lot of the methods out there. A lot of people teach that it's just so easy to set up a 5 or a 7 page site, you know, that'll get ranked in Google and just generate sales on autopilot. And that is true. I have a few of those that I created back in the day that still make a little bit of money each month and everything. So that is true. But for me, I would rather have bigger sites, authority sites that have a lot of indexed pages that are going to get traffic and stay in Google's rankings for a long time to come. And they're kind of ongoing projects. And so that's more, especially recently, that's a lot more what my business model kind of focuses on and what I've been focusing on. And I just think that that's the best way to, kind of bulletproof your online income or your business. I guess Google-proof is a better word or a better phrase. To just have a lot of index pages and really good content, or make all of those pages really good content. So there are a lot of reasons for doing this, and they all kind of, you know, blend together as to why it works and why it's better, I would say, than just really thin, you know, small sites. And the more pages you have, for that reason alone, the more weight that Google is going to give your site, and then the more weight that it's going to give each page individually. And what I've found from my own experience is that when you get a domain or a homepage ranking in the top 10 of Google, all of the pages under that, it gets a lot easier to get those to rank. And so, or for their respective keywords. And a lot of times, you know, kind of my thing is to find these really uncompetitive niches and, make my own product for it. And so in a lot of those cases, all I've needed to do is, you know, once the homepage and the domain is ranked, you know, between number 1 and 3 in Google, just adding pages for these other, you know, really low competition keyword phrases that relate to it. Just being part of this site that's already ranked in the top 3 will have, you know, the pages, the supporting pages, will get them ranked in the top 10 without any extra backlinks. And the niches, I mean, don't get me wrong, the niches have to be pretty small for it to work like that. But even in a little bit more competitive niches, general or common backlinking methods, it's pretty simple to get those supporting pages in the top 10 as well. And that just results in a lot more traffic, obviously. So the more pages you have, the more weight Google gives your site. Also, the more pages you have, the lower your bounce rate is going to be. The more places that you have for people to go once they land on your site, I mean, It's just a higher percentage of people are going to click through to these other pages. And that'll really lower your bounce rate. And the lower your bounce rate, the more weight Google is going to give your site in turn. Okay, and so then the more pages you have, also the longer your average time on site will be. And I really think that that is one of the main things that Google looks at, is the average time on site. As far as off-page factors, if you think about it, that's just such a good indicator of how interesting or how helpful a site is. I obviously don't work at Google. I have no insider information available to me. That just makes sense to me. That's probably one of the main things that they look at. And really, any of the main stats that Google Analytics gives you is probably a good indicator of how they tell if a site is, you know, high quality or relevant. I mean, that makes sense as well. So the longer your average time on site is, the more weight Google is going to give your site. And all these things in combination just lead to higher rankings and the more trust with your visitors your site will have. So there's only benefits to this whole process of getting a lot of quality content indexed on your sites. And I could keep going with a lot of other reasons and ways this helps and benefits your sites and your rankings and everything, but the main idea is that it's all a benefit to you. So let's see what. So I'll kind of give you my theory on how Google's ranking system works. And, you know, I want to just say for the record that I have no factual basis for this theory. I read a lot of SEO blogs and articles just, you know, obviously to stay up to date on what's working and everything. And because it changes so fast. But here's my general theory, and this is very oversimplified. I'm sure it's oversimplified as to how this really works, but it's becoming more and more, suspected, because no one really knows, but people think, and the people that are, you know, the authorities on SEO, they are saying that Google's relying more and more on human reviewers to, you know, help them keep the most relevant and helpful sites in the search engine results, you know, so that they don't look stupid, obviously, by having, you know, junky, spammy sites in the top 10 of their results. So anyways, my theory is you can use traditional SEO tactics that we know about, like such as, you know, keywords in the right place, title tags, exact match domains, maybe stuff like that, and backlinks, obviously, to kind of game the algorithm, you know, into, because that's what it wants. That's the type of stuff it wants to see, you know, to get your site in the top 10 or top 20 or whatever. And once your site is there, what probably happens is that Google's human reviewers are always monitoring the top 10 and, you know, just slapping down crappy or spammy sites to make sure that helpful quality sites stay there. Now, again, I don't know that that's really how it works, but just based on a lot of the stuff I've read, that seems like a plausible, that seems plausible, that that's kind of how things are working. And so this goes back to what I was saying earlier, that having a lot of very high quality content indexed on your sites is only a really big advantage to you in a number of ways. But especially if this is how the ranking algorithms are working, you know, say you take, you might be able, or you might be really good at, or you might just pay somebody that's really good at getting sites ranked high really fast, you know, based on the right type of backlinks and all that stuff. Maybe someone who's just cracked that code and is really good at it, whether it's you or someone you've hired. And but if you just have, you know, a crappy site and you get it ranked in the top 10, you possibly have just wasted your time and your money and your investment by doing that or going through that process. If a human reviewer just sees your site and is like, all this is doing is, this is obviously just a affiliate site with affiliate links and ads all over the place. So they just, you know, send it down to the 200s or something in the results. So that makes sense to me. That's, you know, probably kind of how it works. And you can just never go wrong with a lot of high quality content on your sites, you know, and the traffic, the rankings, the sales, monetization opportunities, that stuff will come if you have, you know, just the site built out correctly and have a lot of good content that's giving, you know, the people that are searching for this information, if you're giving them what they want, I mean, that's kind of the relationship that you need to have with the viewers, the people coming to your site. You need to be providing the information that they want, or your average time on site is going to be low, your bounce rate's going to be high, and even if you do get high listings, they're not going to stay there if, you know, if those key indicators aren't at the levels that they should be, which just comes back to you providing really good content. So my content creation process, getting back to the title of this podcast and the blog post, creating a content or coming up with a content creation, maybe strategy and a schedule. Me personally, I try to add at least 5 pages a day between my different sites. And some days, I mean, usually 1 or 2 days a week, I'll go on a rampage and do like, you know, 10 or 20 or 30 pages in a day. And I know I should point out as I say that, that's obviously not me writing every page. More and more, especially recently, the last few months, I've outsourced a lot more of my articles. And kind of the way I differentiate that, I mean, I like to write. Well, kind of. Okay. I don't hate it, I guess I should say. You know, but for, I really like creating the pages on my own that basically the most important pages of a site, such as, you know, maybe, well, the homepage, definitely. I will always write the home pages for my own sites, or I will personally write my home pages, and then, you know, 3 or 4 just really good base articles that I'm going to link to in the sidebar or, you know, within other articles, basically other page or pages that a high percentage of the viewers to the site, are going to see, basically the most viewed pages. Jeez, it took me like 2 minutes to say that. Okay. So the most viewed pages, the ones that I know or that I'm going to like promote to try to get people in front of or to get in front of people that come to the site, I will write those myself just because, I don't know, I kind of have an idea for what I want them to say and what I want them to accomplish, whether that's a sale or an opt-in or just whatever. So, you know, a few pages per site I still write myself, but the majority I outsource, and I use the Content Authority for that. And, I mean, that obviously just really speeds things up. I can do my keyword research in like an hour, submit 20 keyword phrases I want articles for, and get 20 pages back, you know, within a few days. Like, they're very fast. It's, I pay for quality. I mean, I pay between like $10 and $15 an article. So, you know, I want them to be good, obviously, like I've said. And then, I'll be posting between 5 and 10 articles a day. Some I'll write myself. Most of them I'm just posting ones that I've had written for me. So I really like concrete plans and numbers and stuff like that. So, you know, for my average, you know, niche site, or I guess mini authority site that I put up, I'm aiming for 50 pages a site. And some I still will do, like, that are have really low or almost no competition or in the niche in general. but I'll usually go for around 50 pages, and then, you know, I kind of sit back, see how things go, and I see a huge difference as far as just traffic and numbers and, well, numbers in general, sales numbers, traffic numbers, stuff like that. My sites that have, you know, over 30 pages versus the ones that I've set up when I was first starting, you know, the standard niche site, like between five and 10 pages. So, one other big point that I wanted to make is, you know, having a lot of content is great, but one page that you've spent time building backlinks to correctly is worth a lot more than just five pages on a site. So your time is a lot better spent to write or have written for you a quality article, and then have, you know, spend time getting backlinks to it. That's a lot more effective than just writing five pages and just throwing them on your site. You want to properly backlink these, your individual pages, because, you know, if you can get the majority of your individual pages ranked in the top 10 for their respective keywords, you're going to be getting a lot of traffic. That's just very, very valuable. And you might as well, you know, if you're going to go through the trouble of writing the article in the first place or paying for it to have it written. So what I use to do this is I use Unique Article Wizard. I use UAW a lot. I mean, every page I submit or write, I do a UAW submission. And again, most of those, again, with the content authority, I just have those three versions written for me. So you can just throw them in there. A lot of the time, I mean, I still will manually write these Unique Article Wizard submissions once in a while. And it doesn't take that long. I mean, it takes like 15-20 minutes to quickly write, just fill in the boxes to use Unique Article Wizard. And if you don't have Unique Article Wizard, it's like I could do a whole 20-minute podcast on it itself, how to use it. But they have very, very detailed tutorials once you sign up and become a member that will walk you through every part of it. And so you'll be basically an expert or an old pro after like doing your first submission. Anyways, then I track the pages for each site in a spreadsheet, and based on the tasks, like I have the article written, so a check mark. Do I have it put on my site? That's a check mark once it's done. Have I done a UAW submission for it? Have I created a YouTube video for it? You know, have I done extra backlinks? And so to go into that, I track my rankings in Market Samurai. That'll do all that for you. And not to mention, I use Market Samurai still for all of my keyword research. I still think it's the best tool out there. But after doing a UAW submission for each page, I don't do anything to them for a few weeks. And I just kind of monitor them using Market Samurai. If they're still sitting, you know, below like the third page, just way down in the rankings in the first few, after like 3 or 4 weeks, then I'll do another UAW submission, wait a few more weeks. And then I maybe, you know, I'll do like some Fiverr backlink gigs or some services from the Warrior Forum, like Warriors for Hire section. There's some good backlink builders in there. So it really just depends. I mean, if you've been doing this a while, you know it's just a constant process. The most important thing you can do if you're going to go to the trouble of creating sites, first of all, the most important thing you can do is monitor and track the results that you're getting from every activity. You know, whether that's just everything. Always track your results, like the traffic you're getting, or where your rankings are at. Is this affiliate offer converting better than this affiliate offer? Blah, blah, blah. Are these ad placements getting a higher click-through rate? Just everything. And that's a whole nother topic itself. So that's pretty much all I have for this podcast. I'm right at 20 minutes. Hopefully you've gotten some good information from this. If you happened onto this podcast on iTunes, my site is strayblogger.com, where I just have a lot more blog posts and podcasts like this. So I hope you learned something and enjoyed it.